Talk to the Gemara on Chavtes Amud Beis. And I just give these out. It could be a chizuk for me, for us, just to, you know, to be a schos for my brother-in-law, Mordechai Dor ben Leah. But okay, Zokta Mishnah Chavtes Amud Beis. Lulav ha-gozol v'ha-yovesh. A lulav which is stolen v'ha-yovesh, or it's dried out. Puzzle, both of these are puzzle. Rashi says the stolen lulav is puzzle because of lachem. The pasuk says it has to belong to you. That's on the first day, and we'll discuss in the Gemara the second day. And yovesh is puzzle because it has to be hadar, and if it's dried out, it's not hadar. Shalasheira v'shal irani dachas. If the lulav is from the asheira tree or from an irani dachas, puzzle. So such a lulav is puzzle because these lulavim are chayiv sreifa. They have to be burnt. And since lulav needs a shear, ksuse mechsa shiura, it's as if the whole shear is cut up into tiny pieces, and therefore, it's puzzle. Niktam roishay, if the top of the lulav was cut off, nifritzu olav, if its leaves, olav are its leaves, if its leaves are spread apart, and Rashi learns that it means that they were actually separated from the spine of the lulav, and they were only you bound them together with a rope, whatever it may be, like a broom. So nifritzu olav means that the leaves are separated, and they look like maybe they're attached or something by tying them up. So these types of lulavim are puzzle, and Rashi says also because of hadar, it's a problem of hadar. Nifridu olav, if however the leaves are merely separated on top, but they're connected on the bottom by the spine, kosher, then such a lulav is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in order to make such a lulav kosher, ya'agdenu milmala, you should tie them up from the top, meaning to make it look like a regular lulav, that the leaves are going straight up. Tzinei har ha-barzel, a lulavim from this mountain of har ha-barzel, which had very small leaves, k'shera is their kosher. And the final halacha, the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by shlosha tfachim, a lulav which has three tfachim, kedei l'naneavoy, in order to do the nanuim, in order to shake it, and the Gemara, we'll see, Rashi brings down, we mean and in order to shake it, meaning an extra tefach, so it's really four tfachim, kosher, so such a lulav is kosher, it's three tfachim plus the fourth tefach above the Hadas Manar Rabbis. Okay, so basically, again, just to recap, we have a Mishnah that says stolen or dry is puzzle because of Hadar and Lachem. Ashera Ir Nidachas is puzzle because of Ksuse Mechsa Shiura. Niktam Roisha Nifritu Olav is puzzle because of Hadar. Nifridu Olav, it's Machlekes of Yehuda and the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's kosher because it's connected by the spine. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to bind them together. And if it's Tzini Har Barzel, which are the lulavim that are from this harabars, which have small leaves, it's kosher. We say that the lulav that has three tefachim and another tefach to be minanea is kosher. Okay, zok to gemar. Kapasik v'tani. The Mishnah was taught us, but the Mishnah was
a blanket statement.
Thank you. Made a blanket statement that it's puzzle, the lulav that's stolen is puzzle. Loishna b'yom tov rishon, there's no difference whether it's yom tov rishon. V'loishna b'yom tov sheni, and no difference whether it was yom tov sheni, where it's derabbanan. Meaning the Mishnah said a stolen lulav is puzzle. It didn't tell us on the first day only or not on the second day. It just said it's puzzle. Which means to tell me, loishna b'yom tov rishon, doesn't make a difference whether on the first day it's puzzle and the second day. So zakti gemara. Bishlam, it's understandable that we say puzzle blanketly by yovesh. That will be true by a dry out lulav, that it's such is the case. Because hadar v'inon, we need that the lulav is hadar. V'lekon, that is not so if it's dried out. And that will apply both on the first day and on the second day. Ela gozel, but with regard to a stolen lulav, Bishlam a Yom Tov Rishon, it's understandable with regard to the first day of Yom Tov Rishon. It makes sense why it should be Pasul Dechsiv, because it says in the Pasul Lachem, It has to belong to levalakachtam lochem v'yem rishin. You should take from yourselves mishalachem. It has to belong to you. Ela b'yom tefsheni, but with regard to yom tefsheni, which is the rabbanon, and it doesn't say levalakachtam lochem. Am I loy? Why should it be puzzle? Why can't I use a stolen lulav? There's no lochem problem. It doesn't have to belong to me. I can use a borrowed lulav. So what's the problem with a stolen lulav? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Yechanan, Meshim Rav Shim Vayechai. Rav Yechanan said in the name of Rav Shim Vayechai, a new psul. There's a new reason why I can't use a stolen lulav. Mishim dahavalei mitzvah haba'a ba'aver. Because this will be for him a mitzvah haba'a ba'aver, a mitzvah which is coming through an avera. That I was only able to come to the mitzvah by doing the avera of stealing the lulav, and therefore it's pasul that applies even on the second day. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, you brought as karbonis, you brought a stolen animal, a piseach. Piseach is a lame animal, and a sick animal. So Zokti Gemara, the fact that we put together stolen and a piseach, stolen and a lame animal, that teaching us that gozul dumya de piseach, that a stolen animal is just like a lame animal. Ma piseach, just like a piseach, a lame animal. Less late akanta, there is no rectification, no way to solve to make the. There's no solution to it because it has its leg is completely broken and it's not going to heal. Af gozel, so too a stolen animal. Less late akanta, there is no way to rectify it. Loi shnolaf neyush, there's no difference whether it was stolen and there was no yush. And there's no difference whether it happened and whether you're trying to bring the animal after Yush. So it says the Gemara, Vishlam, it's understandable if Neyush, that such an animal which is stolen is going to be a problem before Yush, because the Pasuk says, Adam Kiyakrav Mikem. A person who will bring from you, Amar Achmano. That's what the Torah said. Hashem said, bring a karbon mikem that belongs to you, v'lavdi dehu. And this animal, which is you're trying to bring and it's before yush, it's not his. V'lavdi dehu, it doesn't belong to him. Elo la'achar yush, but after yush, what's the problem? Why can I bring it as a karbon? Hakanya b'yush, he acquired it b'yush. He acquired it with the other person being meyayish. Elo lav, rather lav. What must it be? Mishum dahavalei mitzvah habavavir, because this is a mitzvah habavavir. So, in short, the Gemara's question was, why is the Mishnah telling me that a stone lulav is possible both on the first day and the second day, when we see in the pasuk lachem is a problem on the first day, that's not a problem on the second day? The Gemara says a new halacha called mitzvah habavavir, and that's sourced in the pasuk that says in Malachi that you brought stolen, and this hekesh in Divrei Nevi'im, that you brought, that a stolen karbon is the same thing as a lame karbon, that there's no way to take care of it, whether it was before or after yish, both of them are a problem, and so too by a lulav, even after yish, this would be a problem because of mitzvah bav avir. Yeah. You want to say something? Okay. All right. Yeah.
I did have a question, but it's purely out of ignorance. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, very good question.
I feel like this was—I don't even know where I was in my life when we learned.
Okay. You, whether it was dinner or it was.
No, I don't. We learned this, right?
We did learn this, yeah.
Yes.
The different what?
We discussed. Did we start? Did we start on
the
third? No, we started the second part. Right after. So we need lochem still for a borrowed lulav. Well, we're still saying you're not. It's puzzle.
So that's interesting. It's not a whole lot of
this. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's well. Now we're going to. Yeah. Okay.
Now we all interrupt each other. Is that how it works?
Oh yeah, we're not finished yet.
Oh, never mind.
Could you just explain? Besides, just like you can't fix a. You know, a lame animal, you can't fix up a stolen lulav. Meaning,
as long as it has an identity of a stolen lulav, because, well, as we'll see, if it was, right. if there was, if it was a shinui rishos, like let's say by the
yiush does nothing before it.
Yiush is not sufficient.
Not just not sufficient; it just doesn't do anything.
Well, it makes it his, but with regard to the mitzvah,
oh,
it's not enough.
Right.
In other words, if Reuven stole a lulav, and you know, let's say it was a few steps down the process, and he stole it from Shimon and gave it to Levi, and Levi sold it to Yehuda and then Yisachar, whatever it is, there will be a point that even though this lulav, in some point of its life, was a stolen lulav, it's still going to be okay and kosher to use for the mitzvah. Because the reason why it's kosher then is because it lost its identity as a stolen lulav. Okay, that identity, it retains that identity for a certain period. It depends on if there was a shinui ma'aseh, if there was a shinui Hashem, if there was a shinui rishus. Okay, that, as we'll see it soon with the hadassah. Okay. Talk to Maravite. Rav Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Vayechai. Rav Yochanan said in the name of Shimon Vayechai, "My dechsiv, what is the pshat that which it says in the pasuk? Ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem, oyhev mishpat, who loves justice, soynei gezel ba'oila, I hate gezel, thievery ba'oila, in the carbon oilus, even in the carbon oilus." What does it mean that Hashem, I am Hashem, who loves justice and I hate thievery in the carbon oilus? Mashal, it's an analogy, lemelech basar adam, to a king of flesh and blood, shehaya oiver al beis hameches, who was passing by the toll booth. Amar la'avadav, he told his servants, tnu meches lemoichsin, give the tax to the tax collectors. Amar lo'i, so his servants said to him, v'haloi kol hameches kule shalchohu, all of the meches, v'haloi kol hameches, all kulei shalchohu, all of the taxes belongs to you. So you're taking from one pocket and putting it into the other. Amar lahem, so the king responded and he said to them, mimeni yilmedu kol over drachim, from me will all the over drachim, all of the passerby, all of the wayfarers will learn from me. V'lo yavrichu atzman min hameches, they won't try to evade the taxes of paying the toll. See, the king is paying for it, yes, in cheshbon it comes out that the king is not losing any money. But at the end of the day, the king is doing the action of paying the toll, so therefore, other people will say, you know what, if the king is paying it, we should also pay it. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem, Omar, he says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, soine gezel ba'ila, I hate thievery, even by a carbon oila, which the animal belonged to me before, and the animal is going to belong to me afterwards, because the whole world is Hashem's, Hashem Aretzim Loya, and the carbon oila, the whole thing gets brought onto the Mizbeach, there's nothing that gets eaten by Kehanim or the owners, and nevertheless, I hate it. Mimeni yilmedu banai, from me, my children will learn. V'yavrichu atzom min hagezel, and they'll stay away from thievery. Itmar nami. Yeah, well, I don't. Itmar nami. It's not too much because we all know this, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome number. What was the point of that piece?
The extra piece? What was wrong with the first one?
How is lulav compared to nola?
Well, how is lulav compared to the carbon? In the first part. First one was also learned from there.
No, because they were just showing that guzzle has no
satan. By a carbon.
Anything.
Sorry?
So you won't have a tekanta than anything.
But, I mean, in some ways, they're kind
of. If I still have it, then there's no tekanta.
I think it's just from like this service thing with Hashem. Like there's some sort of comparison.
Which is a chiddush. Because this is done with the Mesan Migdash. A little of you do in shul.
We're talking about Gazel or the carbon. Wait a minute.
The first one was talking about a gazel of a carbon.
And back, really, it's from back in the days, bro.
Because that's the other days, not the first day. What? No, they did. No, you.
I'm saying that this is talking about. You said the fact that the chiddush that you have to get lulav and shul.
No, it's a chiddush that You're saying anything which is service to Hashem. Right. This is considered a service when we're shaking lulav at home, right? That's considered as if I'm doing an avodah of sorts.
Okay.
And therefore, the same psul that will apply by a carbon, which is brought on the Beis HaMikdash, will apply to my lulav. That's chiddush.
That's the Gemara's. That's valid enough for the Gemara's.
Yeah. But that's why. That's but to say that that's true is a chiddush.
Right.
There's a machlokes you're sharing about that, what the limud over here is. In fact, sorry?
Even the first one.
There's even a shayla if is mitzvah haba ba'avera. Does mitzvah haba ba'avera apply to a drabbana? If you look on the bottom,
it's for the Avera.
Sorry? If the mitzvah is an Avera.
If the mitzvah is a Darabana?
If the mitzvah is a Darabana, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was discussed in a little bit. But what was that? Yeah, hold on 1 second. Right. It's considered most lugavoya. The reason why it's a problem by gozel is because it's most lugavoya. And that's what the Balamar is saying, that by the mitzvah of lulav, it's considered, in order to a regular mitzvah, maybe it's not going to be a problem mitzvah of avir. But since it's a mitzvah which is brought, which is legavoya, so to speak, it's like a bringing it straight in front of Hashem, it could be that it will be, then it will be a problem via most legavoya. You get the chazar. Okay. So I guess, we'll pick up again tomorrow with Hashem by Itmar Nami, but we're not finished, Daniel. Remember, Mahalach?